Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we think about being safe in the Lord. Now that is safety. Thank you, Father. for the peace and safety we enjoy in you, O God, our Rock of Ages. Help us to rest as you stand as a shield to protect us. You've not given us the spirit of fear. We're exhorted to pray and not be anxious about anything, but to know the peace that passes all understanding. As you place guards around us, and as you give your angels instructions concerning our safety, help us to see the mighty host of heaven's armies encamped about us to keep us safe from the enemy. We praise you, God, for the safety that you provide for us. Indeed, it is well with our souls.
Shadows a dry, thirsty land. my Savior I'm abiding. He's the rock in which I'm hiding. In a place secure and peaceful, I now stand. When the storms of life are sweeping, I am safe within the keeping of the mighty one who holds me in his hand. Oh, he is my hiding place. He is my hiding place. He will protect and preserve me from trouble.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship as we enjoy thoughts of and the reality of safety. A special thank you to those of you who have written to us. It blesses us more than you know. And some of you have sent a message to us directly from our website. Many have stopped by and liked our Facebook page and even left comments there. We sincerely appreciate your faithful prayer support and donations to this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us. This is your call to worship. There are fewer words in the English language that bring more peace into our hearts than the word safe. When we make a choice to trust in God's word, where it tells us that when we believe, we will be saved from our sin. From that moment on, we are safe. We're safe in the hands of God Almighty. No one and no thing can ever take us out of His all-powerful protection. Absolutely nothing can separate us from His love. You've heard it said that there's safety in numbers. Well, here's a number for you. One. There is one God, and He is on your side. You and God make a majority. Rest. Rest in Him. Listen. Just listen to the safety described in God's Word. Let's start in Proverbs chapter 1. Whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Psalm 90, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, says the psalmist David in Psalm 91. Later in that same chapter, His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Colossians 3, your life is hidden with Christ in God. He who touches you, touches the apple of His eye. Exodus 14, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. In Matthew 14, verse 27, Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He, God, is able to keep what I have committed to Him until that day. John 10, Jesus Christ Himself says, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and He is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from my Father's hand. Psalm 23, even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Psalm 18, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. Proverbs 18, the name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to Him and are safe. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or anguish, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Even as it has been written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Isaiah 41, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Well, folks, how do we relax and enjoy the reality that God keeps us safe? And then experience the peace that that brings to us. Well, as the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4, don't worry about anything. Instead, Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then, and only then, you'll experience God's perfect peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Our call to worship topic this hour has been safety. Thank you for joining us today. I pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you would invest a moment to tell your friends to listen in. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and, of course, to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, from Mark 4, and leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we're perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Brethren, as you walk through the storms of this life, rest in him. Enjoy the peace and safety that he offers. In spite of the storm around us, be still and know that he is God.
As he has the past. Thank you.